President Trump taking a wait-and-see attitude after North Korea threatened to pull out of next month's summit. During a White House photo op today, Mr. Trump said, "We'll see what happens," adding that North Korea has not informed the U.S. officially of any change. Pyongyang, the North, upset about joint military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea, although many observers say the North Koreans are just using that as an excuse, that they're much more concerned about U.S. insistence of complete nuclear disarmament, denuclearization. Let's bring in our friend, CBS News foreign affairs analyst and resident United Nations correspondent, Dr. Pamela Falk, who also teaches at Hunter College in New York. And Pamela, to you, was this a bombshell yesterday or predictable, a gambit from the North Koreans?
It is a nail-biter. It was somewhat predictable because there have been so many on and off again moments. As you know, I was in Panmunjom for one of the off again moments with the last Secretary General, who was South Korean. But in fact, there were some signs. The North Koreans had complained about something else at the UN, saying that this is not the mode for a Trump-Kim summit. But this one really upped the ante. It went right up to the top, saying there will be no summit if the U.S. keeps insisting on unilateral talk about North Korea
But let me stop you there. I mean, hasn't that been, despite accusations that the administration is notoriously inconsistent in international relations, I mean, hasn't that been pretty much a constant that the goal is to denuclearize the North?
No. Two things changed. One is that the military maneuvers have upped. This round that's going on right now involves B-52 nuclear bombers, F-22 stealth fighters. They consider that a violation of the spirit of denuclearization since it's a strategic nuclear bomber. So why up the ante on military maneuvers with U.S. and South Korea at a time when North Korea is trying to set the tone?
Well, let me try this on you. I mean, John Bolton, notorious hawk in the administration, John Bolton bringing up the Libyan analogy where Gaddafi gave up everything and then Gaddafi was overthrown. You almost kind of wonder whether Bolton is trying to undermine the possibility of a successful summit, number one. Number two, whether North Korea is trying to put a wedge between Bolton and President Trump and his Secretary of State.
Well, that's true. There are two theories. One is that Bolton was totally tone deaf to what the Libya model, because he was involved in Libya's disarmament campaign. And number two, so he was just talking about a Libya model for disarmament, not denuclearization. And number two is that he is trying to trash it, saying only if you come to us on our terms. And so part of the issue here is what is the administration trying to do? And to answer your first question, why is this different? This is different because Kim Jong-un seemed to believe that the good faith efforts that he was trying to do, unplugging a few of the nuclear sites, releasing three Americans, were part of a bilateral or multilateral, at least, negotiation. In other words, the U.S. would give up money and give him money and guarantee his safety, and they would give up their nuclear program. And now they're hearing Bigfoot. So that's the problem, is that there was never a definition, not with Pompeo's visit, not with the UN's Feltman's visit, of what denuclearization means.
All right, Dr. Pamela Falk, out of time. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You got it, Alan.